Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the 2010 preliminary results outlook for 2011 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you the conference is recorded today, Wednesday, the 9th of February, 2011. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Marianne Zadsky. Please go ahead, Marianne.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for attending our conference call today. Here with me is Mr. Fritz Guindo, our CFO, who will be presenting and commenting upon our preliminary full year 2010 results. For a better understanding of the numbers, I suggest you access the presentation slides on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors Company Presentations section. I will now hand the call over to Fritz for his presentation.
Oh, thanks, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everybody. We are very pleased to announce a very satisfactory set of results for the full year 2010, despite the fact that the patent of our main product, lercanidipine, expired at the beginning of the year. Overall sales decrease has been very limited due to the very good growth in the other part of our business, and in particular in emerging markets and the orphan drug business. Margins also remain in line with 2009. Consolidated revenue is 728.1 million, a slight decrease of 2.6% compared to the preceding year. International sales are down by 1.2% and now represent 72.6% of the total sales. Operating income at 21.3% of sales, in line with the same of 2009, is 154.8 million. Here, a decrease of 4.6% compared to the last year. Just to remind you that in the last quarter, 10 million euro were paid to Nimox and charged to the P&L for the acquisition of development and marketing rights for a new innovative product. Net income is 108.6 million, down by 1.8%, less than the decrease in EBIT due to lower financial expenses. Net income margin on sales in 2010 is 14.9%. 2010 was very positive also for the visibility enhancement of our product pipeline. Important steps were achieved in regulatory process of our new corporate products. Just to remind you the main step that we have achieved during 2010. We received marketing approval for silodosin in Europe and also in Russia. Carbaglu was approved by the FDA in the U.S., and in July, pitavastatin was also approved in most of Europe. As mentioned before, we have in-licensed a new experimental product for Nimox. We entered the Romanian market through the acquisition of Artmed, a company dedicated to the promotion of pharmaceuticals in this market. We also signed a number of licensing out and co-marketing agreement for our product. Zanidip was licensed to LisPharma in China. Esteve will be co-marketing pitavastatin with us in Spain. Zambon will be our co-marketer in France for silodosin, and Merck Serono will be our co-marketer in France for pitavastatin. We have also in-licensed Cardicor bisoprolol from Merck for our Italian market. Let me again underline that 2010 was very positive for the enhancement of our product pipeline and then for the future and for the development of our company. More slide number two, going back to our financial results. Composition of revenue. Total pharmaceutical sales, as I said, are down by 2.5%. The expiry in January of the patent covering lercanidipine in the main European countries involved a 30.8% reduction of this product sales an important reduction, which was mostly offset by the good sales performance of the rest of our business and also by revenue generated by our international licensing out business. Pharmachemical business sales are 25.9 million, down by 3.8%. Going back on the pharmaceutical sales in Italy are down by 6.5%, and this is due to the lower Lercanidipina sales. The reduction of our sales in Lercanidipina will be the main reason by the decrease in all the Western European markets. But in Italy, we can underline the growth of Entact, Escitalopram, of Restact and Lovinacor, lovastatin-based anti-cholesterol treatment, and of the antihistamine Rupafin, which is rupastatin. We have all Transact-Lacta, a fluprofen transbelmar patch, launched in the second half of 2009, has also contributed positively to sales. Another important factor for 2010 is the good performance of our sales for the treatment of rare diseases, and sales of these specialties in Italy grew significantly. Then good performance from all the other parts of the portfolio and also for our business in the rare diseases. Pharmaceutical sales in France here are down by 13.8%, and this is due again to the sales decrease of Zanidip, which was partly offset by the sales of Zanextra. Zanextra is the combination product between Lercanidipin and Enalapril, launched in the second quarter of 2009, and which had growing performance in 2010, and also by the sales of our own generic version of Lercanidipin. Let me remind you that we have launched our own generic version of Lercanidipin for the time being in France and in UK. Sales of methadone and of the specialties for the treatment of rare diseases are growing. Furthermore, Wistam Rupatadina was successfully launched in January. In sales in Germany, sales are down by 3.8%. And this is due to decrease in sales of Corifeo. Also here, partly offset by sales growth of Zanipress, the combination. Among others, in our portfolio, sales of Ortoton are growing. Important point, furthermore, Urorec, Silodosin, was introduced in the German market in June. Sales in Portugal by our subsidiary are down by 1.5%, and here the corporate product Zanipress and Transact contribute positively to sales. In Portugal, we have really good performance from our combination, which is Zanipress. In Spain, sales are down by 4.0%, and again, this is due to reduction of Zanidip sales. Here we underline the growth of the combination and the sales for the treatment of the rare disease. In addition, again, very important, Urorec, our brand for silodosin in Spain, was launched in Spain in September, together with our co-market, which is Almiral, under another brand, which is Silodix. Sales in United Kingdom are down by 34.9%, and this is due to the drop of Zanidip sales. I would just to remind you that based on this drop on Zanidip sales in UK, we decided in 2009 to reduce significantly our organization in UK. And in UK now we have essentially only an organization selling the specialties for the treatment of the rare diseases. Sales in the other countries in Western Europe, up by 8.1%, comprise sales of products for the treatment of the rare diseases in a number of countries which are growing significantly, which are the main reason for this growth. Sales in Ireland generated by Recordati Ireland and sales in Greece generated by Recordati Hellas Pharmaceutica. Another important point is the performance in Russia, Turkey and the other CE markets. Sales in these countries increased by 28.1%. In particular, in revenue generated in Russia and the other CIS market is 27.4 million. These are up by 21.5 over the preceding year. Sales in Turkey, recorded by our subsidiary Yeni Recordati, are 27.3 million. These are up by 51.9 and include sales of Lercadip, Eurispas, Lercanidipine, and Eurispas, which is Flavoxate, and Ginolomexin, which is Fenticonazole, our corporate proprietary product, which were previously marketed by licensees and now are sold directly by our subsidiary. Sales generated in the Czech and Slovak Republic by Herbax Recordati are 12.2 million, slightly up compared to the preceding year. Also in this country, sales of our treatment for rare disease increased significantly here by 48.9%. Then in this new market in which we entered in 2008-2009 through acquisition and its direction for also for the future development of the company has a good performance, and we have growth in this growing market. Then we have our international sales, which comprise the sales to our licensees for our original drug, as well as Bucciara Recordati export sales. Here, even if we have the patent expiration of Lercanidipine, which impacts also this business, we have a growth in revenue by 8.2%, and this is mainly generated by also by the revenue generated by our licensing outfits. This increase compared to 2009. Slide number three. Here you can see a graphic representation, the usual graphic representation of the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical sales. Again, you see over 70% of sales, exactly as I said, 72.6% of our sales is generated by our international operations. And even more important, 10% of sales come from our newly acquired subsidiaries in Russia, in the other CIS market, in Turkey, in Czech Republic, and in Slovakia and Romania. Slide number four, here we present our main product sales, and first of all, Zanidip, Lercanidipine. Sales of Zanidip, as I said, are down by 30.8% due to the generic competition. Direct sales to the market, made directly by our sales and marketing organization, decreased by 39.3%. This reduction is mainly due to the lower sales in Italy, 44.6% low, which derives mostly from price reduction. We are maintaining the majority of our unit, but we have reduced by around 50% our price. And the other important reason for this decrease in our direct sales in Lercanidipine is the loss of sales in France, 45.4%, and this is mainly due to lower sales volume, because in France we reduce the price only by 15%. Direct sales in the other European markets have suffered also here an overall reduction, and here the reduction is 21.6%. Regarding the sales to licensees, which is an important part of our sales of Lercanidipine, sales not directly to the market but through licensing out agreement, which represent 42.5% in 2010 of our total Lercanidipine sales, are down by 14.6%. This is due to the fact that we have some emerging market in which there is a growth opportunity for Lercanidipine, even if Lercanidipine is becoming generic in the main European market. Let's move to Zanipress. Zanipress is our new combination product. It's now sold directly by Recordati and or by its licensees in 16 countries, which include important markets in Germany, France, Spain, and Australia, and further launch are planned during 2011. Here, regarding the launch of the product in Italy, we are now at the end of the process for the reimbursement, and we expect to launch our combination in Italy in the second quarter of this year. Other corporate product include sales of other corporate product, include sales of fenticonazole, flavoxate, Kentera, rupatadine, Transatlas, provatiptan, Lopressor, and silodosin. Here we have the first initial sales of silodosin. We expect silodosin to become an important corporate product for the future. Sales of our specialties indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases increased by 20.2%. Very good performance from our portfolio, with all products growing strongly. I think it's important to underline that in the last quarter, we have initiated sales of Carbaglu in the U.S. We have obtained in March the approval from the FDA, and now we are selling Carbaglu directly in the U.S. market. Therefore, we can say that now we sell directly our product for the treatment of rare disease in Europe, but also in Turkey, in the Middle East, and in the U.S. Slide number five. Here again, we can see a graph with the breakdown of sales by product classes. As explained before, Zanidip sales decreased following the expiry of the lercanidipine patent. Sales of Zanipress are growing due to both the addition of new markets as well as to growth in existing market. Growth of other corporate products include the addition of Transact in the second half of 2009, the addition this year of Lopressor, the launch of rupatadine in France, and the launch of Urorec, silodosin, in Germany, in Ireland, in Spain, and in France. We have also launched Urorec in Portugal beginning of this year, in January 2011. As mentioned before, sales of orphan drugs are growing strongly and now represent over 8% of sales, and a significant and solid part of our revenue is generated by the product portfolio sold locally by our various subsidiaries. Let's now move on slide number six, on our preliminary result for the full year 2010. We have already discussed our product sales. Just to underline that during the year, revenue generated by our licensing out activity in the form of upfront payment on new agreements, we have signed co-marketing agreement mainly for silodosin and pitavastatin, is 18.9 million euro, an increase of 14.6 million euro over the preceding year. An important contribution in our P&L coming from this activity, licensing out activity. Gross profit is 488.1 million, with a margin of 67% on sales, which is down compared to that of 2009, and this is mainly due to the lower proportion of lercanidipine to total product sales, which is partly offset by the significant revenue from upfront payments. To achieve a 67% gross margin, in our view, is a very good result for 2010 for Recordati. Selling expenses decreased compared to the preceding year following the restructuring of the sales organization. We completed our restructuring of our sales organization by the end of 2009. Now, 2010, there is no other significant restructuring, but an important reduction in cost due to the restructuring made before, while SG&A expenses remain stable. R&D expenses are substantially in line with those incurred in 2009, and here again include the recent upfront payment of 10 million euro to Nimox for the license of their new experimental BPH product. Net financial charges are 3.8 million. Here, a decrease of 2 million euro. This is due to lower interest rates, to the reduction of bank overdraft and short-term loans due to the increase of our net cash availability, and also due to currency exchange gains. The effective tax rate during the period is 28.1%, slightly above that of the preceding year, but essentially in line with the tax rate achieved in 2009, and net income is 108.6 million, down 1.8% compared to the preceding year. The reduction is less than that recorded by operating income, thanks to lower financial charges. We are essentially maintaining our margin despite the reduction in sales, significant reduction in sales of lercanidipine, which is a very positive result for our company. Based on this positive result achieved in 2010, here we are presenting our 2011 targets. The sales development and expected launches of our new corporate products, together with the continued growth of our orphan drugs business and increasing sales in the emerging pharma market, allow us to be confident that we will be able to deliver growth in 2011. More precisely, our targets for the year for 2011 are to achieve of around 750 million euro in revenues, an EBIT of around 160 million euro, and a net income of around 110 million euro. Thank you. Here I finish my presentation. Thanks for your attention, and now I am available for any question you may have.
Okay, we are ready to take questions.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Star one if you wish to ask a question. Your first question today comes from the line of Jo Walton in Credit Suisse. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. I've got a few questions, please. Firstly, can you give us some idea of how silodosin is shaping up in terms of market share, acceptance by doctors, and just how you're seeing that in the countries where you've launched it? I'm sorry that the line was very noisy here. Can you remind me which countries you have now launched it in? Secondly, you've been buying in some new markets, adding Russia, places like that. Can you give me a sense of whether you've achieved the critical mass of infrastructure that you want in these markets, or whether we should expect to see similar levels of acquisition over the next few years? A lot of companies are telling us that the prices of acquisitions, particularly in emerging markets, which are such a sexy place to be at the moment, are rising fast, and that it's making it difficult to make financial sense. Perhaps if you could just help on the financial metrics that you apply there. Thank you.
Okay. First answer regarding silodosin. To repeat, now silodosin has been launched in Germany in July, in Spain, Ireland, and France in the last quarter, in Spain in September, in Ireland and France in November, and as from January in Portugal. It's difficult to say what is the trend in terms of sales. What can I say? That initial sales during 2010 are not significant, as the product is still in its launch phase. We can say that sales are growing week on week according to our expectation. It's very difficult for the time being to say what is the real answer. This growth week by week is a clear message that the drug is very well accepted and received by the doctor. It's not the case to say now something regarding market share. What can I add is sales during 2011
are estimated to be around 20 million euro, which is in line with our business plan. Because essentially the launch plan is essentially in line with our expectation, and the first development is also here, we are in line with our expectations. This is one point. Second point regarding new emerging market, we are very pleased to be there because, as I said during my presentation, here we have the growth. You can see that in the Western European market, mainly due to the Canilpina patent expiration, we have a reduction, decrease in sales, while in the Russia, in Turkey, in other countries, we increased by 28.1%. Regarding our critical mass, I think now we have a critical mass to be there and to launch our new corporate product. We don't need absolutely to increase our sales organization. We have a good sales organization in Turkey selling our corporate product. We are now transforming our subsidiary in Russia mainly to a company selling only Recordati product. In the past it was also, we have also an activity for third party, but now we are moving our company in Russia mainly selling only our corporate products. And then from the development of Recordati, from the development of our corporate product, we don't need to add new organization in Russia. What we would like to have is to have other core product portfolio in this market to be part of a growing trend. But here again, we would like to be there, but at the financial condition which are acceptable. And then we remain for the evaluation of this market, of this opportunity, prudent as we have been in the past. And then we are not prepared to do in any case some acquisition there if the financial metrics is not something that could justify our acquisition. Because from a strategic point of view, we have already there our own presence. But let me say again that we continue to be very interested in this emerging market, and we are looking for some opportunity.
Thank you.
Bye.
Your next question comes from Martino De Ambrogi from Equita. Please ask your question.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a clarification on the 20 million guidance for Sidobus in sales this year. Are they in market or your revenues or sales?
These are our revenues.
Okay, perfect. And on Pita Vastatin, could you provide us a rough timetable for the new launches? And on the last point you mentioned, we are looking at other opportunities. Well, I'm not only referring to the Eastern European countries, but wherever. Is there something that should be added, do you think, for the current year? Guidance, or is something that it's so early stage that is very unlikely?
For answering the second question, I stated that we are interested in looking and in finding new opportunity in the Eastern European market, but that doesn't mean that we have some project on the table. It is very close to be very soon to be closed. Then we have one cash position, net cash position of 46 million euro. Then we have cash available, and we continue to remain committed to invest our financial resources in this development, mainly in the Eastern European market. But as usual, we don't want to put this objective in our business plan, and then. Here again, our targets absolutely are not, doesn't include this kind of objective. Going back to Pitavastatin, we are in the process for obtaining the reimbursement. We confirm that the objective is to launch Pitavastatin in the main European market, mainly in the second half of the year. If it's possible, we would like to anticipate some launch in the second quarter, but the bulk of the launches will be in the second half of 2011.
Okay, thank you. And the last question on the full year guidance. What is your underlying assumption on R&D and the selling costs for the current year?
For R&D expenses will remain substantially unchanged compared to 2010. They will, however, include more costs related to clinical trials and lower charges related to licensing agreements. Then, in 2010, we have charged the P&L the cost for the rights of the new innovative drug. In 2011, we expect to start the clinical trial, not only for the Nymos product, but in general, we expect to increase the R&D cost, which probably could offset the saving due to the fact that we don't expect to have any important down payment to be charged in the P&L. But we, in our target, we expect to achieve this target without a significant maintaining substantially the R&D expenses. Regarding our selling expenses, here the objective for 2011 is to increase selling expenses. We have been reducing selling expenses over the last 3 or 4 years based on restructuring, reorganization. We are working to increase the efficiency of our sales organization, and I think we have obtained good results because in 2010 the selling expenses are lower than 30% as a percentage of sales. In 2011, for contrary, we expect to increase this level of sales, and this is mainly to support the launch of the new corporate products, because we have now to continue to support Zanipress, we have to launch Silodosine, and in the second half, as I said on the year, to launch Silodosine. Then we expect to increase our selling expenses. However, the increase applies mainly to the variable portion of the cost. And then we expect to increase as a percentage of sales our selling expenses in 2011, but not this as a trend for the future, but just because we have decided to invest significantly in the launch of the new corporate product. And then just to also to underline, we are not estimating an increase of the sales organization. It will be essentially an increase in the variable part of the cost. Okay? Hello?
Hello? Thank you.
Your next question comes from James Vane-Tempest from Jefferies. Please ask your question.
Yes, hi there. I've just got three questions, if I may. Firstly, just wondering if you can give us a context of the pricing environment, especially in Eastern Europe and CIS territories. I mean, Turkey revenue is very strong, and there's been new reforms in December, so any color there could be helpful. Secondly, I think you mentioned that Zanipress, the reimbursement process, had been finished in Italy. I'm just wondering if you can give us a sense, if the product is able to be launched in the second quarter, what to expect for revenues in Italy for this year. And then I have a third question, which I'll come back to. Thank you.
Okay. Pricing environment overall, but I can say something specific for Turkey. And in Turkey, we had in November, end of November, an increase of the discount for both the generic but also for original product, and we have included this impact in our P&L, in our target for 2011. Regarding the other Eastern European market, we are not mainly involved in price control in Russia, because the main part are directly paid by the patient, and then there is no price risk for our product, for our portfolio in Russia. Let me continue that in terms of price environment in 2011 in our plan, in our target, we have considered the full impact of all the measures that has been introduced in all the European market during 2010, and then in our business plan we have a negative impact for due to this price reduction or due to increase in discount or due increase in payback. As you are aware, there are different way of managing this price control in all the different countries, but we have included all these, and let me say that these could represent in 2011 around 2.5% of our sales. Then this is already been included in our plan. Regarding Zanipress, I confirm that we are at the end of the process for having the reimbursement. We are very pleased by this because for us it's important to launch the product in Italy. We have also co-marketing in Italy. We are not alone to sell the combination in Italy. We don't want to give specific target country by country for our combination, but we grew our combination by around 50% in 2010, and this product could grow around 40 and 50% in 2011, which include both development growth in existing market and new launches, in which include also the launch in Italy. But it's important not for the 2011 results in term mainly in term of operating income, because we have to invest for the promotion, but for us it's very important to have the combination in Italy also to refresh and to maintain attention against lercanidipina. Lercanidipina is maintaining the majority, around 90 or 85% of the unit in Italy, then it remains Zanidip as the brand, very well known, very well promoted, and then we can leverage on this for a performance, positive performance also for our combination.
Okay, thank you. So is it fair to say then that for Zanipress, would you say it's the opportunity, and to ask the question in a different way, the opportunity in Italy is probably the same as what it could potentially be in a market like France? So would you say that France and Italy would be the two major markets?
Yes, yes. But we launched in Italy in April 2009, and we have a growing the product growing gradually, and that we expect to do the same in Italy, not to have a full impact of sales at the beginning, but to start promoting, and it's also coming more and more common, will become more and more common in Italy to use this combination, because it was uncommon in Italy to use this kind of combination. But it's not, as I said, important for the financial impact of in 2011, it's important for the development and the maintaining of the franchise of lercanidipina in Italy.
Okay, thank you. My final question, just on the guidance. I think you mentioned in 2010 there was some benefit at the gross margin level from some upfronts and licensing. Just wondering if you can give us a sense as a directional view from the gross margin, whether it's reached a base from the impact in 2009 or if there's any other considerations we need to think about. Thank you.
Okay, then. I said during the conference call that this 67% of gross margin was a very important result for us. We don't expect to maintain 67% in 2011, but probably the trend is better than expected. In our business plan, we expected to have 65%. We expect probably to have a gross profit better than the 65 that was in our business plan. Because also in this case, this down payment could be not recurrent for the future, but the down payments are based on licensing out agreement. In licensing out agreement, in general, we have down payment at the signature, but also at the launch, and then also in 2011, we could have some positive impact coming from this revenue linked to licensing out agreement. But to say in another way, we have two benefits. One is due to the upfront payment, but we have also seen in 2010 a better mix of our portfolio. And then this good performance is not only linked to the upfront payment, but also to a mix in our portfolio, both corporate product and local portfolios. But don't expect to maintain this 67 also for 2011. You must expect a progressively a not a significant but a small reduction in our gross profit.
Okay, thank you. One quick follow-up, if I may, just on orphan drugs. The strong growth you've exhibited in 2010 and clearly building off the base in 2009, can you give us a sense as to what the growth could be for this year and what would be the catalyst for that? You mentioned now selling Carbaglu in the U.S., for example. That's my final question. Thank you.
Okay, now the performance of orphan business in 2010 was very impressive, 20% with essentially an extension of our portfolio, not an extension of geographical portfolio, not adding new product. For 2011, we could expect an increase which is in the region of 10%, in which one of the important driver will be the development of sales of Carbaglu in the U.S. In the U.S., we are talking about Carbaglu. Carbaglu is a very niche product. We expect to have very few patients, and then we confirm that the potential sales at peak of Carbaglu in the U.S. could be in the region of $20 million, and then we expect gradually to achieve these 15, 20 million US dollar, which means that we could have any positive impact, but linked to the size of the market, even if we are talking US market, we must clear have in mind that we are talking of a very few patients. Then the impact is a minor impact in 2011 in our business plan, in our target.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Stefano Cornelani. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have just a couple of questions. The first one, if you could elaborate on the acceleration we've seen in the other international sales, which picked up quite substantially in the fourth quarter of 2010, just to give you a flavor of what were the drivers behind such an acceleration.
Yeah.
And secondly, is a very boring accounting issue. If you could just quantify the full year 10 depreciation and amortization and also the CapEx you spend in intangibles. Thank you.
Okay, nothing extraordinary in the last quarter, in the fourth quarter for other international sales. International sales comprise sales and other revenue to our licensees, as well as Bouchard Recordati. Then there is no significant changes in this line. Sometimes is linked to in this line there is no sales to the market, but sales to our licensees. Sometimes there is a quarter by quarter differences, which is not linked to the sales to the market, but the stock policy of the licensees, but not significantly change in our international licensees. Then, second point related to the amortization and depreciation. It's difficult to, I can confirm this. We have, for example, paid 32 million euros for the acquisition of Procto-Glyvenol at the beginning, and then we expect in 2011 to spend more than the usual, as we stay normally, 20-25 million euros for our intangible assets, which means that this year we could spend more than in the region of 40-45, but this is very difficult to have
a number on this, because when we say we want to continue in our acquisition policy, we want to state that we want to do both acquisition of products, Procter-Givenall is an example, product in different markets, product for which we have the rights, for the full rights in emerging market, and this is important for us, as well as company. And then it's difficult to say you what is our target in terms of tangible assets. Regarding depreciation amortization, we have a reduction in the amortization in 2010. This is mainly due to the termination of an important amortization charge linked to the acquisition that we made in 2006 of our rights of Lercanidi Pina in UK. Based on our decision not to continue to promote Lercanidi Pina in UK, we decided in 2009 to write off the existing value of the amount paid for this acquisition. That's the main reason why you will find lower level of amortization in 2010 compared to 2009. No other significant changes. The amortization are also linked to new acquisition, and then for the time being we expect amortization to be in 2011 essentially in line with those that we had in 2010.
Thank you.
It's okay?
Okay.
Your final question comes from the line of Maurizio Moretti. Please ask your question.
Yeah, good afternoon. First of all, I wonder, I didn't catch exactly what you said some minutes ago regarding the CapEx. You said 45 million euro as CapEx, of which 2025 for intangible and the rest for tangible. Is this right?
No. The question was what will be intangible CapEx, intangible investment in 2011. My answer was, we expect to have the usual level, which is 10-15 million euro, which is linked to rights to be acquired, product in development, minor product to be acquired, plus the 32 million euro that we have already paid for Procter-Givenall. We expect to have, for sure, in 2011, higher level in our intangible assets compared to the normal one. But I also stated that it's difficult for us to divide the acquisition of product with acquisition of company. I can say that the objective is to find opportunity for acquisition, which means also to find, if it's possible, other opportunity like Procter-Givenall. And then for sure we spend an amount which is probably in the region of 40-45, but this is part of our strategy. We have a target to invest in developing the company, which means to acquire rights or to acquire companies.
Okay, thank you.
Regarding the CapEx for tangible assets, yeah. I can confirm that we expect to spend probably less than 10 million euro as usual.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. So switching to my questions, staying again on the acquisition of Procter-Givenall from Novartis, I wonder if you could, give some information on the timing to market on this drug, or if it's already marketed the drug, and the potential revenues we can expect from this drug.
Okay, then, as we have stated in our press release, we are now the owner of the product, and the impact will be starting from beginning 2011. We could expect sales in 2011 in the region of 10-12 million euro sales. Due to the mechanism of the contract, probably at the beginning, we have not the full value of sales, but only the margin, but by the in the second half, we will have probably the full value of sales because we have to wait the formal transfer of the authorization. But in terms of margin, we will have the full value of the product starting from 1st of January 2011. For us, it's important because it's one product in this area, which is a growing area, which is an interesting part of our business, in which, as I said, we have an organization, we have our infrastructure, and then we want to increase our presence through product acquisition or company acquisition.
Okay, thank you. And on the agreement with Nymox, I wonder if you could give us some indication regarding the amount of money that you plan to invest for carry on the development phase. So excluding the 10 million euro already paid, what will be the amount of money to be totally invested for this drug?
And we don't disclose this kind of data. Let me say that is a normal development of phase 3 for obtaining the approval in Europe. And it's something that is absolutely affordable by our budget, which is to have R&D expenses in the region of 9-10% going forward. Okay. It's not something that could change. Have a major changes in our R&D expenses.
Okay, thank you. And finally, a question on Zanidip. Seeing that sales in Q4 dropped by over 40% versus 30% in Q3, so showing an acceleration of the decline. I wonder if this trend, minus 40%, is something that we can expect in the coming months, and if you believe that, let's say, Zanidip will consolidate or will absorb all the potential decline related with the expiration of the patent protection in 2011, or there will be another, let's say, another year to expect to see at what level Zanidip will consolidate.
Okay, then, first of all, 40%, the last quarter of this year is probably the worst quarter in terms of comparison between Lercanib generic and Lercanib patent, because we are talking about the last quarter 2009, which was the last quarter in which we had total patent protection. Then, starting from the first quarter 2010, it's just a comparison reason, we expect to have lower reduction because we compare two periods in which the Lercanipina has been impacted by the generic competition. And then we don't expect a 40% reduction for Lercanipina in the next quarter. What can I say is that we expect a further erosion of Lercanipina because the way in which generic business usually develop is a progression in the erosion of the brand. For 2011, we expect this erosion to be in the around 15-20%. At the end, we expect to be probably 2012, the year in which we could maintain the level of sales in which the impact of the generic will be completely absorbed by our sales. And then Lercanidipina in 2011 will have a further erosion. But not 40% as in the last quarter, but as I said, around 15-20%.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
There are no further questions.
Okay, if there are no further questions, then we'll say goodbye to everybody and thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. That does conclude your conference for today. Thank you all for participating, and you may now disconnect.